radio.com. Dean, the comic and majority partner of America.
Larry King here with a question. You take vitamin E, but are you losing some of it before your body can use it? Well, now there's the advanced protection of Ester E, new from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's breakthrough form protects its antioxidant strength until your body's ready to use it. So don't lose your E. Do what I do. Take new Ester E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
And now, look for new Ester E where fine vitamins are sold.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. John Kerry out on the campaign trail today spoke before the 105th Annual Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Kerry told the veterans current National Guardsmen are being overstretched in their duties.
Our reserves and guards are overextended. And to fight this war, we've called them up at historic levels. Many of these units being pushed to the limit. The administration has extended tours of duty, delayed retirements, prevented enlisted personnel from leaving the service.
Five reporters are being held in contempt this night for refusing to identify their sources for stories about Wen Ho Lee. Lee, a former nuclear weapons scientist, was once suspected of spying. U.S. District Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson imposed a fine of $500 a day for Associated Press reporter H. Joseph Herbert and four others until they comply with his order to reveal the information. Election year gimmicks. That's what a John Kerry spokesman called today's proposal by George Bush to enhance the education benefits of National Guardsmen and reservists. Under the Bush proposal, those who serve more than 90 consecutive days will get an increase in their monthly education benefits. The Kerry camp says the Bush administration is compensating for a failed policy by using the Guard and the Reserve. Federal parolees must give blood samples for the FBI DNA database, so says a federal appeals court in a 6-5 ruling. The 11-judge panel differed with a 3-judge panel's October decision, labeling the law unconstitutional. The larger panel declared that parolees give up some of their rights to be free from unreasonable search and seizure as a condition of being released from the prison early. The outcome mirrors 5 other circuit courts that have addressed the issue and leaves intact the DNA Analysis Backlog Elimination Act of 2000. A surprise finding from the folks at the Pew Research Center. Their latest poll says we are more worried about national security than our pocketbooks. A Pew spokesman says it's the first time that that's happened in an election year since the Vietnam era. War, terrorism, and foreign policy were named as the most important issues facing the nation by 4 people in 10. 1/4 of those polled said economic issues were most important. In January, national security was about equal to economic issues in this poll. Radical Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has accepted a peace plan for the holy city of Najaf, one that would see his militia disarm and remove them from the shrine. But al-Sadr still wants to negotiate just how that agreement will be carried out. Gunfire and explosions continued in Najaf even after the deal was announced. And news from outer space tonight. NASA scientists say the twin Mars rovers have found a treasure trove of weird rocks and dunes. The rovers also found more evidence that the red planet once had water. In March, NASA announced the opportunity found ripples in sedimentary rock that indicated a pool of salt water. I'm Mike Piazza.
Oh, I wish
you a happy lunch.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I love to eat it every day.
And if you ask me what I'll say.
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer Original Bologna has quality meat, no fillers. For bologna you feel good about, you can count on Oscar.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
The Republicans are so concerned about the sanctity of marriage. Why are they not concerned about reality television exploiting it for entertainment value?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
There are a lot of things that y'all stand for that I don't. And it chaps my butt to be taken for granted that I'm going to vote Republican.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Oh, I feel a little verklempt tonight, Kathy. I ate too many of those pork rinds. We'll get through it. Hey, the word tonight, the word on the program tonight is Iraq or war or death or destruction. But we're going to talk some about Iraq tonight from several different angles, what's going on there, including John Kerry addressing the VFW convention in Cincinnati. We have a little sound from for you from there. And also something I want you to do where it concerns the Military Families Speak Out, MFSO.org. We're going to be talking about, I got a letter from a Blue Star mom who has a son in Iraq. So if you're looking for a word tonight, it's Iraq or war or destruction. What, pick one. But before we get into that, did you see this in the Las Vegas Sun is where I found it. Former U.S. Senator Chick Hecht of Nevada is a staunch Republican, but he thanks John Kerry for being alive. Not Kerry being alive, but for Hecht thanks Kerry for his life. What happened is this, about 16 years ago, July 12th, 1988, Mr. Hecht was attending a weekly Republican luncheon. I guess that would be in D.C., when a piece of apple lodged firmly in his throat.
Senator Hecht stumbled out of the room thinking he might try to cough it up by vomiting, but not wanting to do it in front of his colleagues. A Republican, another Republican, Senator Kit Bond from Missouri, thumped his back, which if you understand anything about the Heimlich maneuver, they tell you not to do ever under any circumstances. But Hecht, anyway, quickly passed out. He fainted in the hallway. Just then, John Kerry stepped off an elevator, rushed to Hecht's side, and gave him the Heimlich maneuver four times. Now, the incident back then made international news, and Dr. Henry Heimlich, who invented the maneuver back in the 70s, called Mr. Hecht to say that had Kerry intervened just 30 seconds later, Hecht might have been in a vegetative state for the rest of his life. So, when this article came out in the Las Vegas Sun a couple of months ago, Hecht said, referring to Kerry, Hecht is 75 now, he said, "This man gave me my life." Hecht went on to say he knew exactly what to do. A lot of people know what to do. They just don't size up the situation immediately. Now, this story has had a twist of irony. Hecht was up for re-election that year, and Kerry, who was serving as the chairman of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, had pegged Hecht as one of the most vulnerable Republican seats. Indeed, the Democratic nominee for Hecht's seat, then-Governor Richard O'Brien, beat Hecht, who served just one term in office. Hecht said, "Only in America this happened. He's working against me to get me defeated, and then he saves my life." Now, Hecht prided himself, and I guess still does, on having one of the most conservative records on the books during his 6 years in the Senate. But he said he and his wife, Gail, see politics as a secondary issue when it comes to Kerry. Hecht and his wife recently celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary, and he said, quote, "We've had a wonderful life, and it would have all been down the tubes had it not been for John Kerry." Now, every year, I guess around the anniversary of this event, the Hechts call Kerry, wherever he is. They call Harry's personal secretary, and secretary tracks Kerry down. And then they talk for a while. They recount some of their mutual experiences in the last year. And then Hecht and his wife thank Kerry for thinking so quickly in the Senate halls that day all those years ago. And according to Hecht, Kerry tells them that their phone call is one of his favorites of the year. "He's so nice and appreciative," Hecht said. All right, how long do you think it's going to be before we have choking victims for truth? John Kerry didn't save his life. Mr. Hecht wasn't choking on a piece of apple. That wasn't the Heimlich maneuver. The Heimlich maneuver is 3 inches below the breastbone. That maneuver was over the breastbone. We are choking victims for truth. We know what we're talking about. We got a book coming out. What really happened in the hallway that day with the apple and Senator Hecht and John Kerry, a real choking victim coward? He doesn't know anything about choking victims. He never met Mr. Heimlich. What the hell's up with this? Huh? We are choking victims for truth. Oh, yeah, we're Republicans, but, you know, what the hell. We know what's going on here. We think Mr. Hecht, former Senator Hecht, was abducted by aliens, and they put something in his brain and made him come out and say this. John Kerry did not save Mr. Hecht's life. He didn't. John Kerry saw the unconscious Senator Hecht laying there and went over and said, "Oh, what's this? An unconscious Senator Hecht laying here. Oh," and then went to the urinal. You know why Mr. Hecht's alive? Because he choked the apple up by himself. And if it wouldn't have been for the aliens who put this in his mind, we are choking victims for truth. God bless America, and God bless George Bush, and God bless you, and God bless everybody except Senator Kerry. He's a communist. He didn't unchoke anybody.
How long do you think it will be before choking victims for truth make their appearance? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
We're at 866-303-2270.
I think I had this. Did I have this in the promo, Kathy, about the program? How about a question of the evening? This is from Phil. This could be a question. I mean, I'm not really going to do this because, you know, it's cool. Thanks, Phil. But if we were going to do it, the question could be, when Kerry takes office, who would you like to see arrested and held without bond? Phil has a list. Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Joe Scarborough, Dick Cheney, Cheney's wife, George W. Bush, Neil Bortz, Newt Gingrich, Tony Snow, Swift vote, vote vets against Kerry, Michael Savage, also known as Michael Wiener, the president and CEO of Fox News, the News Corporation president and COO, all people who draw salary from American Enterprise Institute and the Heritage Society, Michael Reagan, Pat Robertson, Tom DeLay, and then Phil says maybe others could add to this list. Eh? Arrested and held without bond. Yeah, charge him with terrorism. The charges of terrorism against the people on this list that Phil sent me are 1,000 times more valid than the charges of terrorism against, say, Mr. Hamdi, who the Supreme Court has ordered released after being held in the brig for 3 years with no attorney, no phone call, no underwear, no clean socks, no charges, no nothing. So if you want to add to the list, feel free. New York Times today. Now several Democratic lawmakers are asking for a Justice Department investigation into the FBI's questioning of would-be demonstrators about possible violence at the political convention, saying the questions may have violated the First Amendment. Now, who do you suppose signed the letter? Do you suppose it could have been Republicans? You know, freedom-loving, small government, get the government out of our face, Republicans? Oh, if you think that, you have been living in a spider hole for months, if not years. The letter was signed by John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan and the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler of New York, Democrat, and Robert Scott of Virginia, Democrat. The letter to the Justice Department's Inspector General said the FBI inquiries appear to represent, quote, systematic political harassment and intimidation of legitimate anti-war protesters, end quote. But guys, do you know who ordered the we'll cover it in just a minute, but with all due respect, Mr. Conyers, Mr. Nadler, and Mr. Scott, you're asking Satan to send himself to hell with this, aren't you?
It's easy being green.
Jennifer Pratt, who works for us, was asked to put together a booklet from our frequently asked questions that we get about recycling and reuse. So we put together a book on ecological tips, and we called it It's Easy Being Green.
That's Lisa Gauthier, founder of Matter of Trust. The book teaches how to be more ecological in your home and office, plus other green tips.
Water conservation, organic food, working with the cycles of the environment.
It's Easy Being Green talks about voting with your dollar.
General information about investing in a greener way. There's 320 million people in the United States, and if everybody put one penny aside every day for the environment, you'd come up with a lot of change.
Plus, it's edible.
It's printed with soy ink, and it's on all hemp paper, so you can actually eat the book.
Find the book online at
matteroftrust.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Biodiesel America. Biodiesel, clean-burning, homegrown fuel. Find your energy freedom at biodieselamerica.org.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive. You lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour. So, three Democratic lawmakers have sent a letter to the FBI's inspector, or the Justice Department's inspector general, seeking an investigation into this intimidation, this visit by Gestapo members to possible protesters, their friends and their family, you know, doing something that to me is really abhorrent in a society that claims to be what we claim to be. Now, until the day that the brown shirts are marching down the streets, until the day you and I are at the barricades locked and loaded, you know, we can talk about this and we can say, well, okay, we're not fascist yet. Bush is leaving office on November 2nd. The election will favor Kerry by a tremendous margin. Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's keep that in mind. Let's not sink into ridiculous conspiracy theories like the ones you hear on this program. Let's keep our chins up and our chest out and a smile on our face and a song in our heart and keep our hair slicked back and our fingernails clean and clipped and just say to ourselves, it's okay. Right will prevail. The neo-Nazis will disappear. Bush will be gone. Ashcroft will go back to picking fly droppings out of pepper or whatever it is he did before he was defeated by a dead man and appointed to the Justice Department. Whatever. But in the meantime, Representatives John Conyers, Gerald Nadler, and Robert Scott want the Justice Department to investigate the FBI. Excuse me while I laugh. Ashcroft ordered the investigation, boys. Ashcroft is the Attorney General. He runs the Justice Department. He controls the FBI. No disrespect. John Conyers happens to be one of my fave of all time representatives. Gerald Nadler is a close second. Robert Scott of Virginia, I don't know that much about him. But come on, you guys. Come on. Why don't you ask for a special prosecutor?
Officials at the Justice Department and the FBI said they had not seen the letter from the three members of Congress and could not comment on its specific points.
Well, I could pick up the phone, I guess, and call the Justice Department or the FBI and say, haven't seen the letter? Well, here are the points. Here, let me tell you. There have been about 60, 70 people around the country who have been approached by Bush's version of the Gestapo. Oh, well, yeah, sure, Mike.
Officials at the Justice Department defended the recent efforts by the Bureau, that would be the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to question potential demonstrators around the country, saying the inquiries have been aimed solely at detecting and preventing violence at the Republican convention in New York.
Right, the Department of Pre-Crime. We talked about this last night, right? Cassandra Chandler. Don't you love the name Cassandra? Oh, my God. An assistant director of the FBI said in a statement released late Monday, the FBI is not monitoring groups or interviewing individuals unless we receive intelligence that such individuals or groups may be planning violent or disruptive criminal activity or have knowledge of such activity, because, you see, violent acts are not protected by the U.S. Constitution, and the FBI has a duty to prevent such acts and to identify and bring to justice those who commit them. Don't you understand? So the request by my good friends, John Conyers of Michigan, Gerald Nadler of New York, and Robert Scott of Virginia, the request to the Justice Department to investigate the FBI. Well, isn't it clear? This is just election year politics. That's all this is. These guys are thoroughly pissed off. You know why? Because they are on the House Judiciary Committee. And the House Judiciary Committee, I believe, if memory serves me, was investigated by the FBI. Remember that? Somebody leaked something. And Tom DeLay, the psychopathic, overjuiced bug man from Texas, brought in the FBI to investigate members of Congress.
Hey, hey, hey! You been going to the bathroom without a hall permit? Come over here and take this lie detector test, congressperson. Horror, horror.
So now, it's come to this. Now, do you suppose I'm giving 75-1 odds that there will not be an investigation ordered by the religiously berserk John Ashcroft into this event, into these events, into this intimidation? There will not be an investigation. There will not be an inquiry. There will be nothing. Ashcroft will remain in his office, anointing himself with liquid Crisco until such time as it is beneficial to the Bush administration for Ashcroft to step out before the microphones and announce that once again the terror level has been raised to orange. And the reason is we have credible reports here. Let me see. Oh, here they are. We have credible reports that the Mexican army is about to attack a fort in the territory of Texas. The name of the fort is, what is this? Oh, the Alamo. It appears that this comes from credible sources, and while the information may be a little bit musty, we have to be on guard for terrorism all the time. And now I have to go back to my office and wipe off the oil. But you see, I anoint myself because the ancient Hebrews anointed themselves. And I want to be ready when the rapture comes. I want to be anointed and oily and greasy, so in case Satan grabs me, I slip right out of his hand and go to heaven to be with my Jesus.
You can see it in her eyes. It's time to let the mighty eagle soar. Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar, soar with healing in her.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, Michael Dukakis. In 1988, Dukakis defended his opponent, George H.W. Bush, from attacks on Bush's war records. The president's son has engineered an equally disgraceful attack on the war record of his opponent, John Kerry. Times have changed. Also, our regular guest, Joe Connison, joins us from Nantucket on the Al Franken Show.
people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are.
Twenty-seven before the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. I'm going to come to your calls in a second, but there's a couple more things here I want to toss on the table. Remember, the word of the night, if there is one, is Iraq or war or something pertaining to Iraq. This is from Traverse City, Michigan. Now, I've been told that in the Upper Peninsula, is Traverse City actually in the Upper Peninsula? Or, no, I guess not. It's in the Lower Peninsula, but the bridges and the ferries are up there to take people into Canada or the Upper Peninsula. But anyway, it's from Traverse City. Catherine Mead wanted to see her first sitting president when Bush visited the city. Instead of getting in to see him, Bush campaign staffers tore up her ticket. She's a 55-year-old social studies teacher. They refused her admission. Why? Well, of course, you're way ahead of me. She had a small sticker on her blouse that mentioned John Kerry and John Edwards. Ms. Mead, a teacher at Traverse City West Senior High, who said she's seen Queen Elizabeth and Pope John Paul in person, said, quote, I had my ticket and photo identification, but they would not let me in because of the sticker, end quote. Let me pause. What? People have to have photo IDs to get in to see Too Stupid to Be President, Monkey Boy? You have to have photo ID to go see Monkey Boy in America? To go in to see the President of the United States, who in this case happens to be a monkey, you have to have photo ID? Oh, my God. Ms. Mead said, I have never found this kind of screening anywhere in my travels around the world. I can't imagine being denied access to hearing the President of the United States speak. Now, according to the story in the Record Eagle in Traverse City, several people outside this little event that Ms. Mead was denied entry to tried to console her. She was visibly upset. Kate Steffen, chair of the Grand Traverse Republican Party, could not be reached for comment. Well, that's probably understandable. However, Ralph Soffredine, a Traverse City Commissioner, school board member, and former police chief who worked security at the front gate, said it is part of the Bush campaign policy. He said, quote, we were told that anyone with stickers or shirts would not be let in if they would not take them off. I guess he means shirts that say Kerry Edwards. I don't know. Miss Mead came to me after her ticket was torn up, but I told her there was nothing I could do. I know her, and it was really too bad, but I would say that we had very few instances of any of this. I thought everything went very well, all things considered. If Miss Mead wasn't allowed in, these people don't care. What the hell? It's just one 55-year-old school teacher who couldn't get in to hear her president speak. What difference does it make? Mead is her name. Catherine Mead. Is that Jewish? Should she wear a yellow Star of David? Should she wear a pink triangle? What should Miss Mead wear to identify her as the traitorous American that she is? Mead. Was it Meadberg before she changed it? I told Miss Mead there was nothing I could do. But we had very few instances of that. I thought it went very well. We sometimes have these people who want to come into our rallies, but we cannot allow that. The Führer would not appreciate it. That sort of thing. Lynn Larson, who's the chair of the Grand Traverse Democratic Party, said the move is typical of other Bush rallies that only allow Republicans to see the president. She said, quote, the very reason that we are here protesting is to protect our First Amendment rights. When the Secret Service rips somebody's sticker off and takes away their ticket, it makes me even more determined to march to protect our rights. What's your name? Lynn Larson.
Is that a Jewish name? Larson? Yeah, there's a finding out, you know.
Miss Mead, who has taught for 2 decades, instead stood on the sidewalk with other John Kerry supporters listening to Bush from behind a fence. She said, I really, truly wanted to have the experience of having seen the president, hear him speak, which is very important to me as a social studies teacher. How can anyone in the United States deny someone entry? Isn't this a democracy? Well, in the first place, if you were really a social studies teacher, Miss Mead, you would know that no, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Therefore, everything you said is invalid, Miss Mead. None of it matters. How much of this has been going on? This is astonishing, isn't it? And yet anti-Kerry people show up with their flip-flops and their fart machines and their weird noises. You know, hey, John, you're a flip-flopper. The brown shirts. What does Kerry do? Kerry invites him up on the stage. Yo, come up here. You want to talk to me? Come on up here. Come on here. What you got to say? No, seriously. What you got to say? You're a Bush supporter. What do you got to say? No. Go ahead and talk. I'm Senator Kerry. How are you? Pleased to meet you. Now, we've got 6,000 people here in the mall parking lot. What do you have to say? You were standing back there waving a Cheney Bush sign and making fart noises. So, come on up here. This is America. You can speak. What do you got to say?
Don't hit me. Don't hit me, Senator Kerry.
No, seriously. I'm not going to hit you. Nobody's going to hurt you. What do you got to say?
Can I go now? I just wet my pants.
Can you imagine Bush inviting a protester up on stage? Obviously, it's not going to happen. He instructs his security detail not to let anyone in. But can you imagine Bush? Yeah, you got something to say? Come on up here. Come on up here. You want to talk to me? Hey, hi. What's your name?
John Kerry.
Ow! Never mind. Now, if that's not bad enough, this is worse. This story's been batting around the wire services for the past couple of days. I haven't seen it on the television news, which is where 80% of us get 80% of our information. But relatives of the U.S. soldier who sounded the alarm about the abuse of Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison said on Monday that the family is now living in protective custody because of death threats against them. Well, let us speculate for a moment. Do you suppose the death threats are coming from Democrats, liberals, progressives, people who love this country and our institutions? Or do you think they're coming from people who tune into Rush Limbaugh, the pig man, every day? Do you think they're coming from Republicans, huh? Reservist military police officer Staff Sergeant Joseph Darby alerted U.S. Army investigators about the abuse by fellow soldiers of prisoners at Abu Ghraib near Baghdad, a move his wife says has angered people in their community in Western Maryland. Western Maryland? Western Maryland. What's this guy's name? Joseph Darby. Is that Jewish? Is that a Jewish name? We have ways of making sure you shut up. His wife said people were mean, saying he was a walking dead man. He was walking around with a bullseye on his head. It was scary. Ms. Darby said it was difficult. It is difficult living in protective custody, and she missed her privacy. She told ABC's Good Morning America show there's always someone with us now. Despite the threats, Mrs. Darby said she believes her husband made the right choice, exposing the abuse. She said, my husband's the type of person to take what is going on around him and be like, how would I feel if that was my wife? He just could not live with himself knowing that what was happening, and he didn't do anything about it. Darby's sister-in-law said people had written graffiti all over her fence. But she stands by her brother-in-law. She says, that's not why we're over there. We're there to show them the right way. In testimony this month at a hearing for one of the soldiers accused of abusing prisoners, Sergeant Darby said he struggled with the decision to turn over the photos because he was friendly with one of the accused. But when he saw what he saw on the CDs containing the photos, he said it violated everything I personally believed in and everything I had been taught about the rules of war. So now the pigs in Western Maryland and on the Internet have threatened this soldier's life. What is it about our society that we produce vermin like this? What is it? It's the Republican Party. It's Rush Limbaugh. It's Sean Hannity. It's Michael, I'm out of my mind, Savage. It's people like this who 24/7, coast to coast, border to border, across the fruited plain, oh, let's not forget Dr. Laura, who distribute violence and filth and threats and nonsense and hatred and poison. Because they're safe. They sit in their little radio studios. Hey! Hey! Did you hear what they're doing in Florida? They're going to stop the Negroes from voting again. Yeah, yeah! They're safe. And they're white. Well, Alan Keyes isn't white, but you know. So they're safe. They're white. That makes them invisible. They just spew their poison out over the airwaves 24/7, and some freak, or 30, or 1,000, some Timothy McVeigh type, sucks it all up and says, yeah, you know, that bastard who turned in the torturers, he's got to die, I'm going to kill him. What is it about this society that produces this? Okay, I'll tell you what, let's take some calls here. Roger is calling from the state of Washington. Roger, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. I can hear you a little better than I did the last time I called. That's great. I'm calling from Vashon Island here in Washington State, and I wanted to speak to your question about once Kerry is president, who would you like to see locked up and the key thrown away, I think is how you expressed it. Something.
Yeah,
like
held without bond.
Held without bond, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's some people that are pretty close runners-up that I would consider, people like Tom DeLay. I'm maybe rather than putting him behind bars without bond, something more like having to be on the receiving end of some of the liquid that he used to dispense in a previous job might be something a little more appropriate or something like that. Somebody else that came to mind was. Just the smarmy little putz, James Baker, that I remember from Selection 2000, saying things like, well, the Democrats say they haven't counted the votes enough. These votes have been counted 2, 3, in some cases, many as 4 times.
Yeah, he gets my vote, too. Absolutely. Yeah.
But to me, those are the runners-up, because I kind of expect those people to just be low-life, scum-sucking pig dogs. I expect that from those kind of people. So the people that do get my vote are the people, the 5 people that voted in the 5-4 decision on the Supreme Court to stop the voting, to say that we don't have enough time to count the votes for who should be the leader of the free world. We don't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that I think merit that selection, because you should, regardless of their political persuasion, you should never expect that kind of horror to come out of the United States Supreme Court.
No,
so
you
those
don't.
Are the people, and especially with a special mention to Scalia, because he has multiple things going on with his refusal to recuse himself with the duck hunting with Cheney and all
that
stuff.
That's true. Hey, Roger, let me put you on hold for a second. We got to take a quick break. I'll come right back and we'll pick this up. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Eight minutes before the hour, back to Roger in Washington State. Roger, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, hi, Mike. One last follow-up on my selection of the Supreme Court five that put the shrub in power. You know, Sandra Day O'Connor made that comment, of course, you know, during the selection process, something to the effect of, oh, dear, you know, Gore can't possibly win. Oh, that means I'll have to stay on the bench and blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Right.
And I'm wondering what her plan, what her thoughts are now. I mean, you know, I wonder what she's planning to do depending on whether Kerry or Bush wins. I'm assuming... You know, I guess I'm assuming if Bush wins, she's going to, you know, retire as quickly as she possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how these Supreme Court appointments go for sure. Hey, Roger, thanks for checking in, pal.
Can I make one quick thing? It's about my third call here since you've been back on the air on Air America Radio, and I was wondering if I could get the Vashon Island Bureau Chief. There's about 10,000 of us here.
Yes, absolutely.
10,000 of us on Vashon Island.
Vashon Island Bureau Chief, Roger, you got it, you got it.
Thanks.
All right, you bet. Take care. God, sometimes I feel like the Pope, you know, dispensing, what do you call those things? Dispensations. Thank you, Kathy. A dispensation here, a dispensation there. Oh, I love it. Be careful. Don't step on my robe. Easy now. From Stinkabell. Last Friday, both Kerry and Bush were in Portland, Oregon at the same time. In Portland, Oregon, in order to attend Bush's recent speech, he had to volunteer 5 hours to the Republican campaign recruiting undecided voters to vote for Bush. You also had to give them your Social Security number, your address, your phone number, and sign a document that said you promised to vote for Bush in November. He also wouldn't speak, Bush wouldn't, in downtown because he always gets huge protests. He spoke at a high school in the suburbs at the exact time that Kerry spoke. Kerry spoke downtown to an expected crowd of 10,000, but it turned out to be more like 50,000 people instead. Well, I'm going to lean heavily on what my good friend Randy Rhodes said on this network. Kerry in a landslide. There's an advertisement out there now, thanks to MoveOn.org, accusing Bush of dodging frontline service during the Vietnam War. Thank God. For Move On. The allegations in a radio advertisement broadcast in three states were a direct response to pro-Bush advertisements alleging Mr. Kerry lied about his service as a fast-spoke commander in Vietnam. A reply was made by the pro-Kerry group MoveOn.org and marked the toughest response so far from Democrats to last week's commercials. You get that? Good for you guys. The narrator in the 30-second commercial in Ohio, Wisconsin, West Virginia says, George Bush used his father to get into the National Guard, was grounded, and then went missing. Now he's allowing false advertising that attacks John Kerry, a man who asked to go to Vietnam and who served with dignity and heroism. Well, here's what a true Republican war hero said. And then they go to McCain. I think the ad is dishonest and dishonorable. I think the Bush campaign should specifically condemn the ad. George Bush, take that ad off the air. Well, as you can imagine, the Bush hit squad seem angered by the commercial. A spokesman for the Bush hit squad told the Washington Post that MoveOn.org was, quote, an extremist organization. Yeah. If the local PTA over here at Renfro Middle School in Decatur, Georgia, passes a resolution condemning George Bush, they too will be a terrorist or an extremist organization, won't they? Remember what Ashcroft said at the beginning of this horror 4 years ago? If you question the president's policies, you're aiding and abetting terrorism, bad breath, and diarrhea. So don't question us. Don't criticize us. Get in line. Get in line. Especially you people, you Jews, you get to the front of the line, okay? We have little yellow stars of David we want to put on you. Oh, we tell you we support Israel. Oh, yes, we do. And we listen to some of these Jewish neocons that keep getting us into what appears to be unsolvable problems. But you know what? You know what? We have something in store for the Jews. When our Lord and Savior Jesus comes back, the Jews will have one chance to deny their pagan religion and accept Jesus as their personal Savior. And you know what? You know what? If they don't, I, John Ashcroft, and my good friend Tom DeLay will pick up swords and start decapitating Jews because that's what the Bible tells us to do. I'm sorry you can't get away from the Bible. But in the meantime, we really, really do support the state of Israel. Did you think we didn't? Quick break. We'll be back. Some news at the top of the hour. Air America stuff. Stay with us. Stay with us. Your phone calls when we come back. And in this hour, the letter from Amanda, a Blue Star mom in Sacramento, California. Stick around, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
What's the hurry, ma'am?
Sorry, officer, but I was trying to get to the Kohl's grand opening sale.
Kohl's is opening more new stores, and all our stores are celebrating with sales on the biggest brand names. During Kohl's grand opening sale, starting Friday at 8 a.m., all men's and Mrs. Dockers apparel and shoes are on sale. Save 30% on all Mrs. Nine & Company and Access sportswear. Save 30% on all Oshkosh playwear, and all New Balance athletic shoes are on sale, too. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Five reporters are being held in contempt this night for refusing to identify their sources for stories about Wen Ho Lee. Lee, a former nuclear weapons scientist, was once suspected of spying. U.S. District Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson imposed a fine of $500 a day for Associated Press reporter H. Joseph Herbert and four others until they comply with his order to reveal the information. John Kerry campaigned in Cincinnati, Ohio today and spoke to the veterans of Foreign War. This was their 105th annual convention. Kerry covered a number of topics in his address, among them the president's plan to troop withdrawal from Europe and South Korea. Kerry also devoted a few moments to discuss veteran pension benefits, especially disability benefits.
And if you get a disability payment, it's yours because you suffered. And I'll tell you what, I don't believe that you subtract what you have suffered from what you have earned. As president, I won't stop fighting until our veterans get the full disability payments that they deserve.
David Kaye, the man sent by George Bush to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, says the CIA is responsible for the intelligence failures before and during the war. Kaye told the Senate Intelligence Committee Iraq was an overwhelming systemic failure of the CIA. He says that unless that's acknowledged and the people responsible are held to account, he doubts a new National Director of Intelligence has any hope of success. A surprise finding from the folks at the Pew Research Center. Their latest poll says we are more worried about national security than our pocketbooks. A Pew spokesman says it's the first time that that's happened in an election year since the Vietnam era. War, terrorism, and foreign policy were named as the most important issues facing the nation by 4 people in 10. 1/4 of those polled said economic issues were most important. In January, national security was about equal to economic issues in this poll. Federal parolees must give blood samples for the FBI's DNA database, so says a federal appeals court in a 6-5 ruling. The 11-judge panel differed with a 3-judge panel's October decision labeling the law unconstitutional. The larger panel declared that parolees give up some of their rights to be free from unreasonable search and seizure as a condition of being released from prison early. The outcome mirrors 5 other circuit courts that have addressed the issue and leaves intact the DNA analysis backlog Elimination Act of 2000. Another threat to kill a kidnapped journalist if U.S. forces don't vacate the city of Najaf within 48 hours. A group calling itself the Martyrs Brigade released a video to Al Jazeera Television that purported to show Mikak Garin, who had been snatched off the streets of the southern city of Nasiriyah on Friday, along with his Iraqi translator. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Plenilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544, 1-866-244-5544.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream,
but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. To your calls here in just a second. Got an email here regarding the Jersey Girls. Mike, we can be forever grateful to the women from New Jersey who insisted Congress try to find the truth, because they smoked these creeps out of their holes. Who knew Rumsfeld was such a creepy little egomaniac? Who knew Rice was such an incompetent idiot? Who knew Powell was such an ass-kissing liar? I could go on, but you know what I mean. If it hadn't been for the hearings, the Bush crew may have gotten away with their gigantic scam. Yeah, I don't think enough attention is focused on the Jersey Girls, the women who were family members of people who died in the attack on this country. Bush didn't want any part of an investigation. Tom Lay didn't. Denny Hastert didn't. Bill Frist didn't. None of these thugs wanted an investigation. And they still didn't really get an investigation. With all due respect to people like Richard Benveniste, the old Watergate prosecutor who was on that panel, with all due respect to Professor Bob Carey, with all due respect to the people on that committee, John Layman, former Secretary of the Navy in the Reagan years, with all due respect, guys, you didn't turn up anything. And you know you didn't. You know it was a cover-up. You know it was designed to be a cover-up. You know that it worked as a cover-up. If nobody has any responsibility, if you don't pin the responsibility where it belongs, then nobody has responsibility. Everybody is responsible means nobody's responsible. Way to go. Way to go. You're an embarrassment. But thanks to the Jersey girls anyway, at least they smoked out these rats right out of their holes. Dear Mike, I'm writing as I just heard that letter Mike read regarding the 58-year-old vet who is getting re-upped. When was that, Kathy? Last night? I think it was last night. I'm a member of MilitaryFamilySpeakOut.org. And if you go to the website, MFSO.org, and then click on the letters. The first letter is from a wife, Brandy Lampen, whose husband, Sergeant Tony Lampen, is injured and has been classified as such and has already been sent to Iraq. In the letter, she speaks of another injured girl on crutches being sent as well. Please go to MFSO.org and read the letter. I can't believe this is happening, and the only possible way to prevent this sort of thing is to shine light on it, make people aware. I know this doesn't guarantee to stop this kind of thing from happening, but it absolutely won't stop if nobody even knows about it. Please. I hate to ask for help. But my son is in Iraq already, and I worry constantly about him, and I'm sickened by this administration's complete lack of morality, ethics, and humanity. I want our kids home. Thank you. Sincerely, Amanda Granger, a Blue Star Mom. Well, I'm not going to read the whole thing on the air, Amanda, and I read it at home, and I'm just suggesting that anyone listening to this program, go ahead, MFSO.org. Stands for Military Families Speak Out. You've heard of this organization. MFSO.org. Check it out. Go to the website. On the left side, you'll see letters. Click it. Hello, my name is Brandy Lampen. I'm just going to read a couple of sentences here. I'm the wife of a Sergeant Tony Lampen, a mechanic for the 115th Field Hospital Station in Fort Polk, Louisiana. I've sent every media company that I could find or know, and the president, this letter, because my husband and other soldiers that are medically unfit for service are being forced to go back to Iraq for a second tour. Last month, on the 9th of June, my husband had a follow-up appointment with his orthopedic surgeon, Major Granger, for his knee that was operated on for a second time due to damage. After several follow-ups, the doctor said that my husband's knee had not gotten any better and that his knee is permanently damaged, and he recommends that he be medically discharged out of service and that he is non-deployable. He gave my husband a permanent medical profile stating this, and it is also marked that he cannot run. He should only walk at his own pace and distance, and he's unable to move with a fighting load at least 2 miles, 48 pounds, which includes a helmet, boots, uniform, LBE, weapon, protective mask, pack, etc. He is unable to do 3 5-second rushes under direct and indirect fire, and he is unhealthy by medical condition that prevents him from deploying. It also says he's not able to lift or carry a maximum weight of 30 pounds, no prolonged standing for a maximum of 20 minutes, no marching with field gear, and no impact activities such as jumping. And it goes on and on. These sick people in the Bush crime family draft old men, I mean men my age. And when it comes to military service, somebody my age is old. And cripples. People have had their knees shot off. People have who've already served one tour in that murderous, murderous cesspool that George Bush created in Iraq. God. Are we that sick? Do we send people who've been shot up, people who have medical reasons not to be in the infantry, do we send them Do we send people on crutches just to satisfy the greed and the oil lust of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? Is that what we're about? For, literally, for Christ's sake. These people all believe in Christ. Okay, invoke his name. For Christ's sake, what's wrong with you people? And here's the capper from Decatur, Alabama. Dr. John Wicks is in the Army now at age 68. He has been called out of retirement. He'll be shipping out for Iraq. He's an Alabama psychiatrist and will help fill a shortage of mental health experts. Colonel Wicks figures he'll be one of the oldest GIs in Iraq at 68. He was part of the military medical team during the first Gulf War. Wicks says when Army brass recently asked if he was fit to serve, he never thought he would be reactivated. 68. 68 years old. This group of religious psychopaths that run this country must be removed from office peacefully and legally. And finally, on November 2nd, we all understand that, don't we? We know this, don't we? And you Republicans who lurk around this program, you know it too. I'm not talking about the Republicans who are also religious nutcases. I'm talking about you so-called mainstream Republicans who walk around like you're in shock about what's happened to your party. You know it too, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. You Pataki Republicans, you Giuliani Republicans, you Schwarzenegger Republicans, you know how sick these people are. You know how destructive they are, how they are ruining everything that has been carefully put together in this society for the past 60 years. They are shredding it. They are destroying it. They are ending it. Because they honestly believe in their fevered, sick minds that this is what they are preordained to do. They don't believe that the book of Revelation was written by some acid head 2,000 years ago who was tripping his brains out on something. They believe it's literal truth. And they, Bush and Cheney and the rest of these thugs, believe that they are here to fulfill the mad ramblings of this crazy person named John who ate one too many peyote buds and wandered around the Sinai until he started hallucinating seven-headed dragons and horrors coming and things reaching up out of the ground and ram's heads and thunderbolts. They've got to be removed. Peacefully. And legally. Your comments when we come back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Well, this is evident, yeah, in the American way.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk.
I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink rich chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
One of my correspondents just sent this for our listeners in Portland, Oregon. Below is a letter sent to veterans scheduled for surgery at the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington VA Hospital. The letter speaks for itself. Dear veteran, I regret that your surgery scheduled for blank must be postponed. We apologize for the inconvenience and frustration this may cause you. We, too, are disappointed that we are unable to proceed with your surgery as originally scheduled. The demand for care is simply greater than the resources we have to provide that care at this time. Over the past 2 years, the Portland VA has experienced a dramatic increase in the number of veterans to whom we provide care. A major consequence is that the surgery program is being referred an increasing number of veterans who require procedures for medical conditions that threaten their lives or their limbs. To provide these urgent surgeries, we have had to temporarily reduce the amount of operating room time available to treat those conditions that are not life or limb threatening. This has resulted in cancellation or postponement of many cases, such as yours. We will make every effort to reschedule your surgery as soon as possible. Our surgical facilitators will be contacting you to discuss a new appointment time as soon as one becomes available. In the meantime, please accept our sincere apology. But Dick Cheney's Halliburton Company has a $10 billion contract so they can charge $100 to launder 15 pounds of blood-soaked, grime-soaked military uniforms. There is no such thing at a VA hospital as elective surgery. People who go to a VA hospital for surgery are doing so because a doctor has ordered them to have the surgery. This is astonishing. For you people listening in Portland, this is your medical center. I can't stand this. Did you hear me? I can't take this. I can't process this. I can't get this into my head. I can't do it. I can't believe that these thugs, these liars and cheats and sneaks at the top of the political pyramid in this country, this George Bush, this coward deserter and Dick Cheney, five deferments and Ashcroft, seven deferments, these rats, these sneaks, have done this so that people in Portland, Oregon, who need surgery, and Vancouver, Washington, who need surgery, who served their country, are being told, sorry, we don't have the money. And George Bush stands out there and tells veterans groups that he is working for them? Hey, VFW in Cincinnati, are you insane? Do you not know what the VA has said in Portland, Oregon? I can't take this. I can't handle it. And Kathy, starting tomorrow, we changed the format of this program. We're going to do happy talk. We're going to do stuff like on that program, Extra. Hi, did you hear about the kids over in East Elbow, Alabama, who boiled up their mom and ate her? Huh? That was really a great story. I can't take this. Can you handle this? Can you handle this? Veterans! Veterans. My correspondent says, what does this mean to veterans served by the Portland-Vancouver VA hospital? Surgeries for hernias, carpal tunnel syndrome, other conditions are canceled. Even the veteran who needs the hernia surgery so he can work, too bad. If the veteran needs the carpal tunnel surgery so he can use their hands again, too bad. The list goes on and on. The Veterans Administration is not being funded. Veterans are being spat upon by Bush, by Cheney, by all of these people, by Tom DeLay, by this Republican whore Congress. I mean, is there not at least one group in this society other than the top 10% of income earners that deserve some attention, like the veterans? Everybody else can step aside. What about the people who went and fought our filthy, bloody, dirty wars? What about it? The ones that survived. The ones that went over to wherever there is and murdered and killed and shot and got killed and came back with this missing and that missing and their heart left behind and their mind left behind and they need surgery and they need a psychiatrist and they need to talk to somebody and there is no money because George W. Bush gave it away to his wealthy friends, gave it away and plunged the country $500 billion in debt just where it concerns the budget. How much longer are we going to stand this? How much longer are we going to put up with this? I can't take it. I can't take it. I need a break. Give me a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
Get to Goodyear's Pit Stop Tire Sale now through August 28th and save on Goodyear tires. Plus, buy 4 selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $75 cash card. For everyday low prices and up to a $75 cash card, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Stop and get your Goodyears today and race in to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in cash card offer ends August 28th.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Thursday's Morning Sedition. The greatest mystery of September 11th solved. Why didn't President Bush spring into action as soon as he heard America was under attack? Because he was listening to a kiddie story called The Pet Goat. America can hear for itself the story that kept President Bush transfixed when his nation needed him the most. The Pet Goat and a member of the 9/11 Commission on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
I wonder if, how President Kerry will handle the VA budget. I wonder if the veterans needing surgery in the Portland, Oregon area will be sent a letter during a Kerry administration. As a matter of fact, let's listen how a real veteran, not some little snot-nosed, rich cocaine boy like George Bush or some total draft dodger like Dick Cheney would respond, but how a real vet would treat fellow veterans as opposed to the current pretender's claims to be pro-veteran. Oh, please.
Now, in recent days, you have heard from some who claimed that the job is getting done for veterans. Well, just saying that the job is getting done doesn't make it so. My friends, let me tell you when the job will be getting done. The job will be done when 500,000 veterans are not excluded from the VA health care system. The job will be done when we're not closing VA hospitals so that veterans have a difficulty reaching the very care that they need. The job will be done when veterans are not asked for increasing copayments, enrollment fees, and other charges that shift the burden of care to other veterans and drive more than a million veterans out of the system.
Isn't there one group of people in this society other than the top 10% of income earners? I even hate to use the word earners. Have to pause there. That the Bush administration can acknowledge. The Bush administration, more so than any administration I can think of, with the possible exception of Ronald Reagan, the Bush administration has no problem sending young American men and women, middle-aged American men and women, and old American men and women off to die and kill in the name of oil and greed and Dick Cheney. Given that fact, would you not think that the Bush crime family would at least make sure that the cannon fodder that they continue to throw into these wars would be well taken care of? It is disgusting. It is beyond disgusting. All right. Eric is calling from New Jersey. Eric, thank you for holding on. I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the program.
Absolutely no problem, Mike. Absolutely good show as usual. I have a few names to add to your list, getting back to your question at the top of the program.
Okay. People you would like to see in a Kerry administration held without bond.
Richard Mellon Scaife, of course, and
oh, yes.
Coulter, and that turncoat Zell Miller.
Oh,
I'm going to be just belching out a lot of hot air at the Republican National Convention in a few days, and the less said about that, the better.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you, Mike.
All right.
It's sort of a softball question, but it's a question regarding what you do so well. I think we'd all agree, everyone who's listening to your program at least, would agree that this administration has just been insane. Over the last 3.25 years, every day, we wake up and we have our noses collectively rubbed in the ideological feces that are dropping out of Washington every day.
Mm.
And it's systematic. It's like you wake up every morning and you can expect to find some steroid-inflated goon to come in and kick you in the crotch. And the problem with that is that the first couple of times, it's bad. It's horrible. You resent the injustice. You resent the what's being done to our country, to our people. But unfortunately, after time, you get used to it through the lies, through the deceit, through the hypocrisy, the death, the suffering, what you've been speaking about tonight. And this is the most, you just become immune to it. You become numb to it after a while. At least I have. And in my own work, that's somewhat of a cutback. I won't even dignify myself by plugging my work on your site, but on your program. But I basically slam Bush for a living, pretty much. But this is the most insidious factor of the Bush administration that I've seen so far. It skewed our sense of values by repeated and daily offense to our sensibilities as a country and as a people. And I'm just wondering, Mike, you are not immune. You still have the fire. How do you keep that going?
Oh, man, I don't know. Eric, it's no problem mentioning Buzzflash.
Bushflash.
I'm sorry. Bushflash.com is Eric's site. Check it out. What keeps me going? I have a housekeeper who provides me with lots of OxyContin.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's Rush Limbaugh. No, it's just fury. I love my country. I love our institutions. I have lived through, you know, I've said it before, I became politically aware when they put a couple of bullets in John Kennedy's body. And since 1963, I've had probably the same political awareness of anybody else in my age group who gives a damn. I love my country. I love the institutions. I respect the military. I respect our judicial and legislative and executive branches of government. I believe we are the best hope for the planet. That's why people come here. People don't leave from here unless they are disaffected Americans who can't take it anymore, like a lot of us are getting to that point, right? But people come here because this is the United States. This means something. This is Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and Ben Franklin. This place means something. It means something. It always has. So the fury is to see how trashed these Republicans are treating my country with their sick religious fervor and their sick political just contempt. And that just it just lights a fire inside of me. And of course, the other thing is I do this for a living. I can't get away from this. I can't get away from it, Eric. You know, when I worked on my agreement with Air America, it's like I've got to have a week off every 90 days. Because if I don't, I'll just go insane. I'll open a vein. I can't. And nobody else could. So those of us who work in this business, I sometimes wonder how somebody who's almost as intense as I am, Randy Rhodes, how does she put up with it? How do a lot of these people put up with it? Every day when we sit down and go through our email and see what people have sent us in terms of articles and we do our own research and we come back and we go, Jesus, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Like you said, every morning you wake up and there's another kick in the gut. So I don't know. I don't know. But the anger I feel, I don't think is unique to me. I think anybody who is aware feels it. But the other part of your question, or your comments about getting kind of immune or anesthetized to this stuff. I understand that. I'll tell you what, the 5 months between my last gig and coming to work for Air America, it got to a point where I just, no, Kathy, let's not turn on television. No, Kathy, let's not crack open the Times. No, Kathy.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, to hell with it. To hell with it. To hell with it. And we both felt guilty, but we were dealing with a pregnancy and getting ready to have a baby. And by the way,
she's a darling, darling girl.
Isn't she cute? Isn't she just so precious? But the other thing that keeps me going, and I said this on the air the other night, is, I've got 5 grown children whom I love. I've got grandchildren. Now I've got this little baby. And, I can't. I'm too old probably to be more active than I am. I sit here and do this. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to march into battle. I don't have to, not yet anyway, but when the barricades go up, I'll be there. I swear to God I'll be there. So it's... That's the best answer I can give you.
Well, Michael, I know one thing that's going to help me through the next couple of months, and that's listening to you every night.
Okay,
and
thank
God
you.
God bless you for what you're doing.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Bushwatch, bushwatch.com. Well, I love it when Eric talks that way. Yeah, he's talking about passion. But you know what my favorite part of his phone call was, Kathy? What he said about... Baby bonkers. Molly, baby bonkers. Is she screaming out there? Huh?
Actually, she's treating us to a few blissful seconds of silence.
Oh, good. All right. All right. Okay, where are we? Tom is calling from Rosendale, New York. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a first-time caller, and I've been sitting here since you first came on. I originally had called up to tell you that I had been watching C-SPAN a couple weeks ago, and I think it was once when Brian Lamb was on, and he had this guy who had been listening to the Nixon tapes.
Uh-huh.
And among the Nixon tapes is this wonderful tape of Nixon sitting in his office talking to Chuck Colson.
About Kerry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's talking
right.
About Kerry and basically saying that they ought to sick this guy O'Neill on him.
Right.
He doesn't, you know, and I'm wondering why Kerry doesn't sort of, you know, take this piece of tape, make an ad out of it, and say, hey, listen, these people have been after me for years. So, that, you know, what are they going to do, run a thing about, I loved your original commentary on the, you know, turning Kerry's Heimlich maneuver around.
Right, right.
You know, and what are they going to do, attack Nixon with an anti-Nixon, you know, thing?
Well, you know, I think it's apparent, isn't it, Tom, that what Kerry is doing, and I'm beginning to think that this is the proper thing to do. What Kerry is doing is taking the high road. He's trying his damnedest to stay above the crap, and he's got allies. MoveOn.org, Air America Radio. He's got some screamers. BartCop.com, AirAmericaRadio.com, BuzzFlash, BushFlash. You know, BushWatch. There are so many websites and people now and groups and individuals who are doing the scut work, who are doing the dirty work. Just like George W. Bush is able to remain above all this and allow his thugs, his brown shirt. To do the dirty work. So that's what the Republicans have turned our political system into. And if it means flying below the radar and fighting back, so be it. That's what we'll do. So I think what Kerry is doing, I don't think he would want to, you know, come up with, look, they've been, this O'Neill thug has been after me since 1972. I don't think he wants to do that.
Oh, I agree with you completely. It's just that once in a while, you know, I mean, I'd like to see something on the major media.
Oh, yeah, well.
Ted Turner was on, here's an article out about you know, why he hates
I saw that.
I'd like to see him in the FCC. And also, here's a couple people to put on your list.
All right, hold on. I'll take those people, but hold on. I got to do a quick break. We'll come right back, Tom, after the break, and get the people you want to put on that list. I want to hear who they are. Stay with us, all right? This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a 4-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004. New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Minutes before the hour, I think I did it again. Eric's site is bushflash.com. Bushflash. If you want to see some incredible videos, go there. I mean, this guy is an absolute genius. You need to go to bushflash.com. Most of you are probably familiar with it, but some of the videos he's put together there. Oh my God. You've got to see this stuff, okay? I've been following what Eric does for, I don't know how long, Kathy, a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it's been. But some of these videos on here are just astonishing. You need to go there and check it out. Don't crash his site, but go. Bushflash.com. And he didn't want to mention his site, Kathy. All right, back to, we were talking with Tom in Rosendale, New York. Tom, thank you for holding on. You want to add some names to the list of people you'd like to see held without bond when President Kerry takes office?
Yes, I do, and I'd also like to add a song as well. Mike, before I give you the list, did you ever see that Frontline documentary? It's about 15 years old. It's called The Resurrection of Reverend Moon.
No. I didn't see that, but I've seen an awful lot on Moon, and I understand what he's about. He considers himself to be the Messiah. And he's also a financier of the Bush family, has been for a long time. He's also a convicted felon and the owner of the Washington Times and United Press International. Awful, isn't it?
Very good. Most people are not aware of even that much.
Well, he also finances Kim Jong crazy over in North Korea.
That's right. And when his top man, Bo Hee Pak, was called before Congress during the Koreagate scandal, he basically said that this is a religious war. It is a war for the hearts and minds of men, and that any means will be used, propagandistic means, these are his exact words, propagandistic means, financial means, any means necessary, because this is a religious holy war, and you can lie. Now, when I look at Fox and I look at these other channels that have gotten away with murder since Reagan got rid of the Fairness Doctrine, and I think to myself that one of the most, and first of all, that documentary was the reason that Newt Gingrich and his boys went after PBS. Shortly after that documentary was aired, they had a national campaign to sort of scare the hell out of PBS, because unlike the BBC, which has a separate budget that can't be touched by their government, PBS has got a budget that basically every couple of years they've got to, you know, take their hats in their hands and go into Congress and ask them for more funds. And so if you've got Congress that's as far to the right as it is right now, this is why you've suddenly got Tucker Carlson on after Bill Moyers on PBS.
Right, absolutely.
But anyway, let me just say that if I was the FBI and I wanted to get David Koresh out of that building without burning it down, it's a simple answer. You put about 50 huge concert speakers around the place and play Ashcroft singing Let the Eagle Soar 24 hours a day. And believe me, man, those people would come walking out of there and say enough.
Isn't that awful, that song? I mean, what is, oh, my God. Well, some night, Tom, we're gonna take another look at Reverend Sun Myung Moon and his control over a number of our members of Congress and the Bush family.
If you look up the documentary, The Resurrection of Reverend Moon, you'll find the company that made it, and for $25 or $30, you can get the CD. It will blow your mind. It's the most definitive outing of Moon and what his agenda is and who the money was behind him, even though he's losing billions of bucks. It's the same guys that were put in jail after the Second World War by MacArthur and these fascists that were supporting Mussolini in Italy. This goes way back. But anyway, the guys I want to see in jail together as cellmates are Moon and Murdoch, and let's have Ted Turner in charge of the FCC. Good night, Mike.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you checking in. I appreciate it. Marco is calling from Green Bay. Marco, welcome to the program, sir. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. I think your show is great.
Thank you.
I have 12 political imitated voices I can do, and I also want to ask you about what I think is the cause of all these wars, and it goes back to 9/11. I don't think things have been properly investigated. There's so many obvious problems with the demolition, like the destruction of the three buildings in Manhattan, problems with the Pentagon, the way the lawn is untouched, and there's no debris from the aircraft. I just wonder why that isn't almost a campaign issue.
That has been identified by the national media as a conspiratorial claptrap, and we're not supposed to consider that. We're supposed to just be quiet, be good little toadstools, and accept the official version, Marco. That's just the way it goes.
Can I do Ashcroft for you, and you can give me a review on the Eagle Tour song?
If you can do it in about 20 seconds, go ahead.
I don't know why you're describing my singing voice as anything more than godlike. I'm channeling the Lord in prayer, in song.
All right, now Marco, do you what kind of a response do you want from me on your doing Ashcroft?
I don't know. I love when you get angry.
Well, let me put it this way, Marco. It's not bad. It's not bad. I think it's a little gravelly. I don't think he's quite that gravelly in his voice. But you're getting close. Who else you got?
I got W.
All right, go ahead. Do Bush.
Listen to your show. I agree with just about everything you're saying, but because my friend, my daddy Dick, he doesn't allow me to come clean.
Now that's better. That's better. George Bush calls this program frequently. As a matter of fact, it's my understanding that it's going to be a regular occurrence. Is that right, Kathy? We're going to have Bush call in.
Especially during the convention.
Yeah, during the convention, it would be a good time. But that was a pretty good one, Marco. Who else you got?
Well, I don't let my boy, George, call this show. He's got better things to do, like cocaine.
That's a good Cheney. That's a good Cheney. All right, Marco, we'll give you a gold star. We give you a gold star. Call
Look,
in some, huh?
These weapons in my movies, it's special effects. It's 9/11 is a lot of demolition going on in the buildings.
That's good too.
Evident.
That's good too.
Watch out now, because I am the true governator.
Uh-oh, you got some competition. That's good, Marco. You're pretty good. Is that what y'all do in Green Bay when you're not watching football?
No. I'm really from Los Angeles, but I'm here in Green Bay today. And
oh.
I was here, so on my computer.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, please, just, can you mention it, even though no one else can? I mean, I just think it's link. It's the anchor to everything.
Okay. It's been mentioned.
Yeah.
All right. Marco, thanks for checking in, pal. Have a safe trip back to L.A. All right. This is oh, my goodness. Another hour has flown by while we weren't paying attention. We have one open line if you want to get in here, 866-303-2270. Back in a moment. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
New York City will be a circus with the Republican convention in town. Come out to a big top in the city that makes a big difference. Join Moby, Lou Reed, Louis Black, Cynthia Nixon, Kathleen Turner, and others in celebrating privacy, freedom, and a woman's right to choose at the Planned Parenthood Stand Up for Choice Big Tent Extravaganza, Monday, August 30th, 8 p.m. at the Beacon Theater. Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, go to Ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171 for tickets today. Show the world that New Yorkers care about reproductive freedom and human rights. Step right up to Stand Up for Choice. Don't miss the show. Come to the star-studded Planned Parenthood Stand Up for Choice, the Big Tent Extravaganza, Monday, August 30th at 8 p.m. at the Beacon Theater. For tickets, go to www.ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171. That's www.ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Workers in Florida are still trying to clean up debris and restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes 5 days after Hurricane Charley hit the state. More than 2,500 people are still in shelters, their homes destroyed by Charley's 145-mile-an-hour winds. Two Florida hotels face formal charges of price gouging during the chaos caused this weekend by the hurricane. Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist filed the state's first two lawsuits Tuesday against businesses accused of taking advantage of desperate Floridians.
If people decide to try to price gouge Floridians, they're going to be dealt with very quickly, very aggressively by this Attorney General's office.
Crist says one hotel advertised rooms for $39.99 a night, but asked for up to $119 per night last weekend. The death toll from Charlie stands at 19. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says lawmakers need to use caution while reforming the nation's intelligence apparatus. The 9/11 Commission called for a massive reorganization of the nation's fractured intelligence apparatus, but Rumsfeld told a Senate committee, quote, the penalty would be great if the U.S. moves unwisely. Rumsfeld also addressed questions about plans to withdraw 70,000 U.S. troops from Europe and Asia. The Pentagon chief called President Bush's troop realignment plan appropriate and said the realignment does not mean Washington intends to establish a fortress America. Well, President Bush continues to rally his supporters on the campaign trail. Speaking to an enthusiastic crowd at a high school in West Virginia, the president spoke of his administration's successes in the areas of education, medical care, the economy, and the war on terror.
Our future depends on our willingness to lead in the world.
If America shows uncertainty and weakness in this decade, the world will drift toward tragedy. This isn't going to happen on my watch.
The president says the actions he took after the 9/11 terror attacks have made America and the world a safer place. Iran has warned Britain, France, and Germany that it could make enough bomb-grade uranium in a year to produce a nuclear weapon. That's according to U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton, who said Iran is trying to pressure the nations to ease their opposition to its suspected weapons programs. The Islamic Republic says its nuclear programs are for peaceful energy projects, but the U.S. says it is increasingly likely that the U.N. Security Council will consider possible sanctions against Iran. For the first time since admitting to a homosexual extramarital affair, New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy is defending his record as governor and his decision to stay in office until mid-November. Former New Jersey Governor Christy Todd Whitman says McGreevy should leave now. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow with the Consumer Radio Network.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100. To buy your next 2 cartons, call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Randy Rhodes.
A tiny slice of the population is still undecided. So do you realize that essentially what we're doing is trying to convince people who haven't thought one whit about our position in the world, in 3 years they haven't thought about it. Now, if I ask them who do they think is going to be knocked off the Survivor 5, they'll know, but they don't pay any attention. So our job is to get to them and to convince them that we're right.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. A couple more things here as quickly as I can. Back to your phone calls. Seattle Post-Intelligencer is reporting today that John Kerry is maintaining his lead over Bush in the battleground state of Pennsylvania with crucial support from veterans and military families. How about that? That's according to a poll released today. The Quinnipiac University survey shows Kerry 47%, Bush 42%, Nader 4%. Last month, the poll showed Kerry the same edge, 5 points. And then the Seattle PI says Pennsylvania veterans and those in military families say they disapprove of the war in Iraq by a 13-point margin. While this group is traditionally more conservative than voters at large, Kerry has support of 46% among this group to 42% for Bush. And Clay Richards, the assistant director of the polling institute that conducted this, say, it, in what may prove to be damaging news for the president, the anti-war attitude among voters from military households in Pennsylvania is greater than the attitude among all voters. My response to that is, well, who would know better? I mean, the men and women whose families are being ripped to pieces by these psychopaths in the Defense Department and the State Department and the White House, just ripped to pieces, just shredded. We don't care. We don't care how old you are. We don't care. Yeah, I know. You joined the reserves or you're in the reserves. You served your military time. You're in the reserves or you joined the Guard because you felt a little patriotic. Maybe you wanted some benefits. Maybe you wanted some training. Maybe you wanted to help out during a natural disaster. We understand that, but screw all that. You're going to go fight for oil. You're going to kill, and you're going to be killed. You're going to have your limbs blown off and your teeth shattered and your brains all over some dusty, godforsaken street in some little ville in Iraq, and it really doesn't matter, dude, because I'm George Bush, and I'm Dick Cheney, and I'm Don Rumsfeld, and we like to see people die. We love to see people die. We don't want anybody in America to see the dead people coming back, but we like it. We love it. We are vampires. Ooh. Ooh. Military families and veterans opposed the war by 54 to 41%. In Cincinnati, today, heavily stressing his own military experience, Kerry argued that he would make a better commander-in-chief than Bush. He mentioned Bush's political proposal the other day. I would bring home 10,000 soldiers. Or no, 60,000. What? Oh, 60 to 70,000 soldiers. I'm going to bring them home over 10 years. We are. That's 6,000 a year, isn't it? That's 100 a week, isn't it? Or no, yes? What? Oh, I don't know. Kerry said... Well, let me play for you what Kerry said. Kerry responded to that kind of political move, criticizing Bush's bizarre plan to withdraw troops from Germany and Asia. Here's John Kerry.
I want to say something about the plan that the president announced on Monday to withdraw 70,000 troops from Asia and Europe. Nobody wants to bring troops home more than those of us who have fought in foreign wars.
Woo.
But it needs to be done at the right time and in a sensible way. This is not that time or that way.
Well, I tend to agree here with Kerry. I don't believe that we should have our troops in as many countries as we do. I really don't. Call me isolationist. Call me Pat Buchanan. I don't care. But I don't think we should have our troops out like this. I don't think we need this size of a military. I think we have developed sophisticated weapons to the extent that we don't need to be throwing human beings into battle. We need a Department of Peace, as Walter Cronkite suggested, as Dennis Kucinich suggested, as anybody with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk would suggest. There needs to be a Department of Peace. There needs to be a way to disengage from a militarist point of view, from a military mindset. There does. I respect the military, the traditions and the glory and the honor. It seems to be something in our genetic structure, war, death and destruction. Members of the same species attacking each other. For what? For what? I'm not sure anymore. Are you? Well, it might not be such a good time to provoke Kim Jong crazy over there in North Korea, considering he actually has nuclear weapons.
Why are we withdrawing unilaterally 12,000 troops from the Korean Peninsula at the very time that we are negotiating with North Korea, a country that really has nuclear weapons? As Senator John McCain said, quote, I'm particularly concerned about moving troops out of South Korea when North Korea has probably never been more dangerous at any time since the end of the Korean War. This is clearly the wrong signal to send at the wrong time.
But nobody in the Bush administration, Senator Kerry, can think. They are not geopolitically structured. They are warmongers. They manipulate American public opinion constantly. You know, over in East Elbow, wherever in the United States, they're sitting around listening to George Bush say, yeah, well, he's a good man. Look, he's going to bring the troops home. What did he say? 70,000 are coming home. Well, that means there'll only be 70,000 left over there in Iraq. All right, that's my man. I'm going to vote for him. The ignorance, the stupidity is willful, and it's a mile deep. And when John Kerry stands up and speaks the truth, the pig man or... what's your name on CNN? Candy Crowley has something to say about, Kerry's choice of cheesesteaks. Now, just because we are into fair and balanced reporting here, I've got a quote from Condi Valdez. She was on, was this today? On CNN with Wolf Blitzer, the retired German U-boat commander. There he is, Wolf Blitzer. Blitzer posed this issue to Condi Rice today. He asked, Dr. Rice, let's get some reaction, formal reaction, what John Kerry said. He was pretty hard-hitting in his speech before the VFW on the issue of the troop redeployment. What do you say to his concern, also expressed by John McCain, Ms. Rice, the Republican senator from Arizona, that if you're Kim Jong-il sitting in North Korea and you see the U.S. starting to pull out 12,000 troops from South Korea, you say to yourself, hey, this is a good time to hold firm and not negotiate seriously on a nuclear bomb program. Now, as you listen to Condi's answer, remember all the many times Bush said we had to stop Saddam because, one, he was developing a nuclear program, and two, he was a madman and therefore had to be deposed because we couldn't trust a madman who wanted nuclear weapons. Keep that in mind. Here's Condi Valdez.
Would assume that Kim Jong-il is able to assess capabilities, not numbers. And the numbers have nothing to do with our capability there. The fact is that in the 50 years since the end of the Korean War, a lot has changed. The South Korean forces are stronger. Our forces are more capable technologically. Our air and sea power contribute more to the deterrent. This is a very powerful deterrent against Kim Jong-il, and he would make a terrible mistake in reading anything into it.
You can't be serious. Are you saying that we should trust a madman who actually has nukes not to do anything rash? But we had to preemptively strike Iraq to remove the madman Saddam, who had nothing of any kind? And Kim Jong-il is crazy? No, Miss Rice, you are. You are stark raving, barking mad. Well, that's right. There's no oil in North Korea. I'm sorry. My bad. Never mind. I take it all back. She sits there with Wolf Blitzer and says, the fact is that in the 50 years since the end of the Korean War, a lot has changed. You're damn right, Dr. Rice. The madman in charge now has nuclear weapons. Yeah, a lot has changed, baby. You bet. Oh, but we will send 150,000 Americans into Iraq to overthrow Saddam. He was overthrown months ago. Why are we still killing Shia Iraqi people? Why are our men and women still being butchered? What in the hell is going on? What's the rationalization for it now, George? Oh, that's right. We're bringing democracy to Iraq.
There's these prisoners buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is, in Afghanistan, more die than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar!
This is what you're fighting for. Oil money. Enron. The American Empire.
Bills, bills, bills. Paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Past the hour. Okay. Dave is calling from Long Island, New York. Dave's been holding on forever, too. Dave, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good.
I actually had some names for the list, but rather than just holding them without bond, what I was thinking was maybe what we could do is get Fox to sponsor a Survivor North Korea episode and just have the whole crew go out there.
Survivor North Korea. I like that. And for lunch today, you have rocks and sticks and some nuclear waste. Okay.
Hey, these guys are such champion backstabbers, it should be a ratings wonder.
Oh, but, man. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
You know, on a more serious note, one of the things that was really kind of striking today, I was watching Inside Politics with Candy Crowley, mm-hmm. and you've got the statement by Tom Harkin about the fact that these guys are just flat-out liars, and you got the statement by B-Reader about the fact, you know, sending out a letter to his constituents that, you know, the war was a mistake, mm-hmm. and her one take on this whole thing was, well, Kerry can't really use this because if he does, then he just plays right back into the whole idea that he's a flip-flopper calling the war a mistake, doesn't he? And, hello.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to put Candy Crowley out to pasture? If she ever stands up, I'm afraid they're going to find the flattened body of Judy Woodruff underneath her rather ample thighs. There are so many people at CNN that have become Fox Lite. You know, and Candy Crowley is one of them.
She's like a groupie.
Yeah, she is. She's a Bush groupie, and I think she'd be much more comfortable working for Fox. Maybe she'll wind up over there so they keep all these rats and roaches in one nest so they can be watched. But she's not the only one. I only pick on her because she's the most egregious, and she's the one that looks into the camera with this supercilious kind of patronizing look on her face when she informs the 120,000 people that happen to be tuned into CNN to watch her how weird John Kerry is. I'm sorry to pick on her, but I hate that. She's supposed to be a news person. She's supposed to read what the producer and the writers and the director have put in front of her on the teleprompter. That's all she's supposed to do. And I just can't stand it. But that's just me.
Yeah, no, and I think part of it, too, is that, you know, you see somebody say like Chris Matthews when he went after Matthew Dowd, finally. Mm-hmm. And I think that what finally got him pretty cheesed was that it was his own show being misconstrued and not anything else. I think
they were using
everybody else's stuff.
They were using a quote or a clip or something from that program, right?
Right. They edited it down so that it was only the first couple of words in there
right.
where he was saying, you know, do you consider yourself one of the anti-war candidates?
And
Kerry
yeah.
said, well, you know, given the fact that I think he you know, led us in there the wrong way, yes. And they said, well, he said he's the anti-war candidate. He said it. He said it, absolutely.
Well, this is what Republicans do. They're scum. They're just utter scum. And the ones who are working to get Bush reappointed president are the worst scum. These are people who do not deserve to live in the same country as normal Americans. They should be put on an island or something, gotten out of here. They're destroyers. They're destroyers of hope and justice and truth and liberty and everything good, mom, apple pie, puppy dogs. You know, they're just destroyers.
Couldn't agree with you more. Keep up the good work, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. You have a nice evening.
Thanks, you too.
You bet. Mitch is calling from Queens, New York. Mitch has been holding on forever, too. Mitch, thank you. I appreciate your patience, sir.
Mikey.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I've been holding so long, I only have one thing on my mind. I heard it all.
Yeah.
But under the hoof and good shooting.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a little bit of an analogy real quick, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
The analogy becomes between the, I can't speak the word, Gotti. And what's going on now with the Bushies.
Right.
There was a time here, where I am, when you couldn't speak the word because it was secret and it was quiet. You knew it, but you wouldn't dare say it.
Yeah, we called it omerta in my family.
And there we are. And, right. And you know, and all of a sudden they came out and they got brash and bold and they were strutting and they got caught.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I see an analogy here.
Okay.
And the mindset is kind of the same. The Carlyle Group, you know, the first ones who outed them, we know what happened to her and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening, and it's all good. And I think the end game will be the same.
Well, I hope. I mean, Gotti died of
talking about.
Gotti because, died of cancer in
well,
in
no,
prison.
No. Well, yeah, okay, that was the end of him. But the point becomes, there wasn't only him. There was Eugene, and yeah. there was a few other people.
Right.
And I'm not okay, but there was a time when you wouldn't speak it, and there was also a time when you couldn't speak the word Carlisle.
Right. Okay. I get your point. Yeah.
And
yeah.
now so, it's all out there.
Yeah. So
and,
people are
know,
talking. People
and
are talking
said,
about things.
The cockroaches can't hide no more.
Right. That's right. That's right.
You
I get
know,
your point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, back to a mindset. And Al himself, Franken, not that he's any better than you. God knows I love you more. Because you're on fire and you're like me. And I'm trying to be muted here. But the point becomes, you know, the mindset is God. When it all happened in shock and awe, and he stood up there, and I'm real close to where it happened. I was going to work in the morning and I had an office in the building. And I missed it by about 20 seconds, you know. Mm. And then I stood on my deck and I saw the buildings burning. And then I have to my right. Mm. If I look to my left in Rockaway, the plane went down. Nobody talks about that 2 weeks later. Of course, that wasn't a missile. Only a big friggin' hole in it, but okay. But the thing becomes, how do I put it? It happened.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. We were part of it. But you know something? They can't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
They can't bury it under the rug. And thank God for Al. You know, even Al said, and Randy, there was a time when we all believed. When that jerk-off got on top there, well, you'll see us coming, you're dead this. And, you know, I looked at him, I saluted. I mm-hmm. said, yeah, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I heard the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know something? The mind, the unconscious mindset is God. You know, and
well,
I believe the unconscious mindset in America right now has changed.
I think you're right, Mitch. And you know, people are entitled to change their mind. Really, Mitch, I got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
there we are. You have a good night, man.
All right,
you're
appreciate
great.
Your comments.
You're great, and I'm going to call you again. You take
I hope
care.
So. I hope so. You call me again. I hope so. Quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Rearrange the way you think. Hesitate, lose control, and you will sink. Think fast, think for yourself. For the world, be your own hell because it is so. It's so full of greed because it is so. It's so, so much need for it.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Maturity Report.
When President Bush said we're still thinking of ways to harm America, he means the dumbass crackers. They loathe their base because their base is a group of simpletons.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
They secretly respect us, Sam, because they know we're on to them.
I actually suspect that George Bush has a crush on you.
As you know, George W. Bush said, I used to like the Beatles till they got weird. That is the kind of guy that does not go for Garofalo.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Kid is going to like Pink Floyd. 27 before the hour. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'd like to just sit here and buy it, but you know we have another 27 minutes to get through, right? Robin is calling from West Virginia. Robin, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to ask you the other day. Do you still do your radio show?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, what are the call letters so we can come in and put all this programming on your station and hire you?
that'd be wonderful. WWNR AM 620.
In what town in West Virginia?
Well, it's not Left Elbow, but Beckley.
Beckley, that's right. All right, well, this is the famous Robin who kicks ass and takes names in Beckley, West Virginia, and wears a bulletproof Kevlar vest.
Two of them, double-layered.
That's right.
Because we got more guns down here.
you haven't lived in Georgia, my friend.
No, it's just Alabama.
No. Right.
But headonradio.com is the website since everybody is plugging tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We went to the state fair today, I and my little tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Dr. Wick there a little bit ago. From Decatur, Alabama, the 67-year-old psychiatrist.
Yeah, the guy who's re-up or being called back to active duty and sent to Iraq, right?
Right. Uh-huh. And I had a chance to talk to a young guardsman. My kid wanted to go over and play on the Humvee. Uh-huh. Son, don't do that. but I mentioned the doc to him, and he said to me, well, he'll just sit in an air-conditioned building over there in Iraq filling out paperwork.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of got all over me, and I said, well, if he gets blown up, does that mean it won't matter or he just won't die? And the guy looked at me with that, you know, deer in the headlights 19-year-old look.
Yeah.
And I said, son, and, you know, when you get to be 40, you get to say son to 19-year-olds.
Sure.
I'm going to vote for John Kerry, so maybe you'll get to be a 67-year-old veteran.
Ooh.
And the thing was, though, you know, he went on about how, well, you know, the government made him a doctor and paid for him to be a doctor. But I noticed something, Mike, and this is, you know, it's so much fun playing connect the dots with this crowd, these Republicans.
Right.
You know, I haven't had so much fun since second grade, and it's about the same mindset, too.
Right.
But, you know, one, it's the combination of the bulletproof attitude of the young. We've all been there. But on the other hand, Do you think there might also be an effect of, you know, the effect that, you know, filth like the Swift Boat veterans are having on our young soldiers, that vets don't need to stand together, that one group is better than another, one generation is better than another?
If there is an effect, it would be a negative effect. And yeah, I mean, when look, this is the United States of America. We have a military tradition that goes back to the very beginning. We have West Point. We have Annapolis. You know, we award medals, everything from the Congressional Medal of Honor all the way down. And I think a lot of people join the military because of that sense of tradition or honor or camaraderie or what have you. Now, I know a lot of people join because they want to kill things and kill people and blow things up, and other people join because they want to get an education, get some money, and get the hell out. But I do believe that there is a strong percentage that does so because of the honor and the glory. I mean, we're human beings, and we're kind of trapped in this thing that says, well, honor and glory is what occurs on the battlefield, when in fact it's blood and guts and gore and mud and puke and feces and urine and your bladder being burst open and stuff like that. But still, we believe in the honor and the glory. And I think these young people, as they see one group of veterans willing to slash and burn a guy who won the kinds of battlefield medals that Kerry did, that's very destructive. It's ugly.
Yeah.
It challenges the entire system from a real negative point of view. I mean, you can make an argument that we should not be doing military anymore. I mean, this is 2004. If we haven't learned anything in 80,000 years that this doesn't work, then, you know, shame on us. But as long as we're going to have the military, as long as we are going to respect the traditions, as long as we're going to give awards, to have these vermin come out and say what they're saying, I think it undermines the belief that there is an honor to serving in the military that a lot of people share.
Well, I couldn't help noticing that. You know, my son, I made the comment about voting for Kerry because my son was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he says things like, Daddy, I want to be a Marine.
Right, right.
And, you know, my response is, the hell you do.
Yeah, I'll break your legs.
And just, thanks for the time, but I've got an off-the-wall addition to your Held Without Bond list.
Okay.
We've got a nasty little cretin named Don Blankenship.
Yeah.
Most of us refer to him as Don Blankenstein, and he's the CEO of Mass Energy.
CEO of who?
Energy.
You're fading, Robin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Massey Energy Company.
Okay, gotcha.
Big Bush donor.
Uh-huh.
And Don Blankenstein uses approximately one Hiroshima worth of explosives on Appalachia every week.
It blows off the tops of mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fills in the valleys, ruins people's lives, homes, that kind of thing. So, you know, I think it would be purely prophylactic to hold that sucker without bond.
I think that's a good idea, Robin.
Thanks so much, Mike.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Have a great evening to you.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Jerky is checking in from somewhere in the Great White North. Hey, Jerky.
Hey, Kerry in a landslide, Bush and Cheney in a mudslide. Hopefully.
There you go. I'll go for that.
Hey, you remember that red-blue map they used to the Republicans used to trot out in 2000? Not the one that goes state by state, but the one that was electoral,
yes.
District by electoral district. So it looked like the America was just a great big swath of red with little spider webby blue sections in it.
Right.
Where the cities were.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, the other day I was looking at, I can't remember the newspaper, but if you go to Google Image Search and look for casualty map, it's a map of the states with pinpoint locations of everybody who's died in the war in Iraq.
Do you know, somebody sent me a link or I saw that. It's pretty scary, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's like you could overlay it over that Republican propaganda map, which is bull crap anyway, and it fits almost exactly. Everywhere there's blue, that's where people are dying.
Right.
And I wonder if that's by design, because I read in Harper's last month, which everybody should pick up because it's got a photo essay about death and death in Iraq and death in America of the soldiers and of the people in Iraq that are dying, and it's really heart-wrenching. They did a piece on CNN today. It's really it's something to see. But in the Harper's Index, they had a little thing how chance that a National Guardsman from Texas is in Iraq right now is 1 in 33, and chance that a New York State National Guardsman is in Iraq right now is 1 in 4.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because Bush knows that he can't win New York, so those lives are expendable?
Well, I don't think it's that sophisticated. I think what you're talking about, and I want to make sure everybody understands what you said, that when you overlay where the a map of where the deaths, the young men and women who are dying in Iraq, where they come from the blue states, not the red states.
Yeah.
And what that does, it gives the lie utterly and completely to what these filthy vermin in the Bush administration do constantly. If we're going to break it down into red and blue, it's the blue states that contribute the tax dollars. It's the blue states that contribute the bodies. It's the blue states that are the most patriotic, because those blue states contain these enormous immigrant populations that come here because they love the United States. They want to be here. They're willing to die for the United States. They want to live for the United States, but they're willing to die. This red state, blue state thing, which probably came out of some twisted, perverted mind like Rush Limbaugh's or what's his name at Brit Hume or some of these people at Fox, it's an abomination in the biblical sense to bear false witness like this, to say that these so-called red states are more patriotic or offer up more sacrifice, more blood, more treasure, is an absolute damnable lie. But nobody is going to listen to Jerky and Mike Malloy talking about this.
That's true.
You know, on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, CBS, NBC, blah, 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 blah. You know, you got to tune in to Air America to hear this conversation between Jerky and Malloy talking about the truth.
And, yeah, and thank Godzilla it exists, too.
Yeah, it's just mind bending. It's warping. It's like I don't know. Somehow these Republican demons were able to convince so many people in this country to vote against their own best interests, to buy the lie, to believe the lie, to suck up the lie, to eat the lie, to embrace the lie, to have sex with the lie, to procreate with the lie, whatever it takes, but to keep the lie going. And it's a sad commentary.
Well, they do it by spreading thought pollution.
Yeah, that's it. Jerky, got to move on.
Can I quickly give you my Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, quick, go ahead.
Together we can help terminate childhood obesity.
I don't think so, Jerky.
All right.
I love to hear what you got to say, but leave the Schwarzenegger thing alone, okay?
I will.
Thanks, Jerky.
Okay, good night.
You have a nice evening. For any of you who haven't read it yet, what's the matter with Kansas? If you want to get an answer to why what we were just talking about is true, how the red state people, when you compare to the blue state people, and I hate that delineation, but they came up with it, so okay. The red state people are suck things out of the system. The blue state people contribute. The blue state people contribute the fighters and the casualties. I don't know. Read the book. What's the matter with Kansas? Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
Did you know that on average a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Before we forget, thanks to Tim Einenkow for answering your calls tonight in New York. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch operates White Rose Society.org, the official archive site of this program. Check it out. And also AAR.com, AirAmericaRadio.com. There's all sorts of things to do there, so check out the company site. Will you do that for me? Thanks. All right. Rich is calling from Virginia. Rich, welcome to the program.
What happened?
What happened? How?
I don't know. I heard something. I thought we just crashed.
No, no, we're fine. We're going to crash in about 9 minutes.
Okay, I got a couple comments.
Alrighty.
Something I haven't heard that much. Actually, it's twice in the last week, and I'd never heard before. That Carey's injuries happened on his second tour in Vietnam. How come we don't hear more about that, if that's true?
You got me there.
I know it.
I'd
be there, too, if you'd asked me a week ago. I've seen it on two sources saying that it was his... People are saying he was only there for 4 months.
Right.
I should
know this, and I don't. I should know this, and I don't.
Well, I should have known it, too. So I'm not saying that you should have known it. The question is, if it's a true fact, why isn't this been aired? So I'm wondering whether these two sources, which I can document the sources, have said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I don't hear about, it's about this quote, he tried to kill my father, which to me is the most ridiculous reason for going to war. But you know what? I think that was probably the main reason he went after Saddam Hussein.
Well, I think George Bush, Jr. and Sr., I think there's some real weird kind of Shakespearean weirdness going on inside that family. As far as it was during the Clinton years, Clinton ordered a missile strike against Iraq after this story started to circulate that, Pappy Bush was going over to Kuwait, to make himself even richer. And the way the story went, somebody said, well, we're going to off him when he's here. I didn't believe the story then. I don't believe it now.
Well, the thing that you believe is that in Houston, at a Houston dinner, when he was talking about Hussein, he said, and besides, he tried to kill my father.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hold on just a second. Go ahead, Kathy, play it.
No doubt his hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he used that as justification for the war. I think he just tossed that out there as justification in his own mind, maybe.
Well,
but
I think that is justification in his own mind. That's why I think...
Yeah, these are sick people. This whole family is seriously disturbed. They pillage, they loot, they steal, they set people up to be killed, they order people to kill other folks. This is a seriously disturbed family. I can't think of an American family in modern times that is this disturbed, this off balance, this willing to commit crime after crime after crime, and feel like they can get away with it, which they always do. It's amazing.
Well, let's check with Shakespeare. There's probably some families back there.
Yeah.
That he reported on back in the 1500s.
That's true.
Is Conda Sleezer the same one as Conda Liar?
Yeah, same person.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I've always thought her name was Conda Sleezer.
No, it's Condoleezza Valdez.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The other thing is,
Harkin, somebody, Dave from Long Island, the quote really was that Harkin called them cowards.
Yes.
The other thing about Candy Crowley, go light on Candy Crowley.
Sure.
Come on, it's a cheap shot. I'm obese, too.
I don't have any problem with big people. I've got big people in my family. That's not the issue.
Well,
the issue.
Sounds like you're getting on her because she's.
No, I'm getting on her because she's a punk.
I agree with you.
There. You know, she brought it up when she starts going after Carey because he took dainty bites of his cheesesteak. Oh, baby, you're just asking for it. You know,
yeah,
you big old cow. You're just asking for it, you know.
Stay away from the fat jokes.
I've got large people in my family, and
okay, well, I hope
you know.
They beat upon you for that.
Say what?
I hope they beat upon you. For
no, what? No, hell no. And besides, you can't take anything on this program seriously, Rich.
Well, I don't. Well, the thing is, you know, some people do.
I know. Hey, listen, I got to move on. I got to move on, Rich. I got to move on.
I'm just hopeful there are people who don't share our view are listening.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Rich.
And so that's why we sometimes have to be careful about what we're saying.
There you go. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. Gaius is calling from St. Paul, Minnesota. Gaius?
It's Gaius.
Gaius?
Yeah.
Are you Roman?
The name is Roman, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I've never seen the name Gaius except in Caesar's Gallic War or something. I had to read in Latin class. Oh, well.
Exactly.
Welcome to the program, Gaius.
Hi. I was considering this question. What would the President of the United States do at a time when we're running out of oil? Would they set up some program to create alternative forms of energy, because our country depends so much on oil, and I just feel like it's something that has to be addressed. How do you feel about that?
Well, if this country were run by people who could plan and think and understand that the use of fossil fuels is killing us, is choking us to death, eventually it runs out, eventually we fight everybody on the planet for the few remaining resources, yeah. And we should be developing wind power and solar power and geothermal power and hydropower. And if it were done right, if it could be done right, even nuclear power, but no. These people are interested in the immediate grab. They seem to not understand that they're all going to die. Their bodies are going to rot in the ground. They're not going to go to heaven and plant oil wells in heaven. You know, they're going to live their lives, their greed-filled, sick, twisted little lives, and then they're going to die, and the worms are going to devour them, and they're going to become worm feces, and maybe 10 million years from now, their rotted, decayed bodies will become oil. Would that not be ironic?
Very interesting, yeah.
Gaius, we're out of time.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Actually, call in sometime before, you're probably holding on for 2 hours, but try us again. We'll put you on, okay?
Sure, thanks.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot. You have a nice evening. That's the thing that gets me about these Bush people. Don't they understand that they're not immortals? You know, and this Reverend Sun Myung Moon, he's going to be a lump of decayed flesh someday, you know? It just into the ground or into the urn to be burned or something. Mortality. What's up with people that they don't understand that they're mortal? They don't have that much time here. Why not use it? I don't know. Use it for something good, you know? Hey, thanks a lot for being here tonight. I appreciate it very much. We'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station. Y'all take care. Take care. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has agreed to disarm his militia and leave the holy shrine in Najaf, where he and his gunmen have been holed up for nearly 2 weeks. The move came hours after the Iraqi interim government threatened to storm the mosque. Meanwhile, a group of militants holding an American hostage in Iraq is threatening to kill him if the American military doesn't pull out of Najaf in 48 hours. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry says President Bush's plan to redeploy some 70,000 troops from overseas is coming at the wrong time and is being done the wrong way. Speaking to veterans in Ohio, Kerry disagreed with Bush's plan at a time when the U.S. and its allies are trying to convince North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. But National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice countered Kerry's remarks by saying President Bush recognizes that old Cold War U.S. military deployments are not necessary now.
It makes no sense to stay with a Cold War posture, a posture that, frankly, the president realized all the way back before he was elected needed to be reformed.
And President Bush explained his position at a campaign rally in Hudson, Wisconsin.
Soviet Union doesn't exist. And yet we had troops stationed around Europe, for example, with the equipment necessary to take on the Soviet Union.